Well, Ollie, going to Waterford United can always be a tough task. I'm sure you're happy to come back down the road and make the long trip home with the full points. A good result last night?
Yeah, good result, Oisin. Look, it's a difficult place to go, you know, at the best of times, but you know, we struggled down there. As I said before, we went down there, whatever it was, the first round of games, we were beaten 2-0 down there, which is probably the only result where we weren't in the game right to the very end. That game was up with 20 minutes to go, the last time we were down there. So, look, there was a better feeling coming out of the RSC last night down there, yeah.
Did you make many changes for the game last night from the previous?
We did, yeah. We had a number of changes with suspensions and people out through sick illness or through work commitments. So we had a lot of changes in it. We changed it around to a huge degree in it. Jordan Loftus came in. Brian McRory came in. Carl Tiafa came back in. So we had a fair amount of changes in that, and we changed our shape a little. But look, we got away with it. To be blunt about it, we didn't play all that well. While we were down a lot of players, so were Waterford. And, you know, I don't think anyone is getting carried away at the fact that we got 3 points of the RSC. But at the same time, you know, it was a decent performance as regards, you know, the attitude and that. Maybe not one of their better performances, but it's great to get 3 points not having played that well.
Yeah, and good as well to get the goals in the opening half, because it really set the tone, did it, for the rest of the game. And you have to hand it to young Jordan Loftus coming in until the end of the season with Harps and getting the 2 goals last night.
Yeah, well, Jordan now is signed with us. I think I think people think that Jordan's on loan. Jordan isn't on loan. Jordan is a signed player with Finn Harps. He's not on loan with Sligo Rovers. Sligo Rovers released him. But yeah, Jordan did well. He, you know, it's his first game in quite a while. While he did tire in the second half, he took his goals very well. And really, that was maybe the difference between the two teams. They had chances also that they didn't take, and luckily enough, Jordan took his.
Leading by 2-0 into the second half, Ollie, was there any threat at any stage of Waterford possibly getting back into it?
There most certainly was. As I said, we didn't play all that well. We ran our luck a little bit. While we defended quite well, we threw up possession quite a lot. And, you know, in the second half, Waterford had most of the possession and we hit them on the break. Now, had they got one back, you know, the game was up and open again. But luckily enough, the few scares we had, we got away with. But, like, the performance we had last night won't be good enough on Friday night to go to Wexford with by any, you know, on Friday night by any means. Yeah. But, look, it's in one way, it's pleasing to get 3 points not having played to your probably full potential.
Just before we look at that cup game next weekend, Ollie, you needed a win if you're going to keep chase of trying to bring down that promotion playoff spot. And this is sort of a crucial part of the season now. We're under the start of the final quarter, and you did mention pre-Waterford match that you needed to take 3 or 4 wins now on the bounce to do that, and I suppose getting the first notch now on the list of games, is you're bound to be happy with that.
Yeah, of course you're happy with that. Like, I mean, you know, we've played a lot better than last night and not got anything out of it, or only got a draw of it. So yeah, you know, maybe our luck is turning a little bit, I'm not quite sure. But it's still only, you know, we've only closed the gap a small bit with Wexford drawing with Shelburne and Galway are on tonight against Langford. So, you know, the gap could go out again tonight, depending on how Galway get on. So it's very difficult to close the gap at this standard. And, you know, I think the gap is out to 5 points here. 5 points is quite a lot. But look, we'll keep going.
On to that cup game this coming Friday night against Wexford. Obviously, you said your performance would need to improve. But would you be happy now to get a cup run together, Ollie?
Of course you would. Look, you know, as I said, we played a Waterford side last night that probably, you know, isn't the best Waterford side that I have seen. On the other flip side is that the Wexford side at the moment is without doubt the best Wexford side that I have seen over the years, and they'll take a hell of a beating to try and get out of there. With the win or, you know, a draw, we would be thrilled with to get out of Ferry-Carrick Park, but that'll be hugely difficult.
Just finally then, Ollie, a number of players missing last night. At this early stage, looking ahead to that Wexford game, will there be more changes then on the cards for Friday?
Look, it depends. We've the weekend off, we're back in on Monday night, and we'll see what's available for us. Yeah, lads come back from suspension and come into contention, and one or two back from, you know, injury and sickness. So, look, you know, things change very, very late in the week, as it did last week. So, you know, we look and see what we have on Monday night and take stock of it then. Ocean.